Welcome to Rolling Dice with Myself, a D&D podcast centered around Isaac, a man of turmoil and pain, who wakens in an unknown world where Earth has become scorched, the sky has been breached by Lovecraftian horror, and the old man approaches. Please, come to the madness. Episode 1, Awakening. We start a journey in a collapsing mall. Isaac, you awaken after witnessing the breach. Your family is dead. Your wife was obliterated in your hands as well as your sons by the breach. You survived due to falling into the debris below. Roll me a survival check to see how damaged you are. I got a 5. Fuck. Oh, fuck is right. Minus 1 die 4 from your health. 5. So you're pretty screwed. What do you do? So I start screaming, crying, thinking about how much I just lost. I spend like a few minutes doing that. Okay, so you crawl, your son has a brain injury. Him spits and kicking at you out of frustration due to being unable to talk to you. Your wife screaming to you that you spend more time writing about people than with them. You lose 2 sanity but gain inspiration. Alright, that was dark as hell, but I want revenge against those motherfuckers. I got nothing left to live for but to murder them. Perception roll to find a weapon, nat 20. Well, okay. To your right is a pawn shop. You see a shotgun shell with 6 shells. Heck yeah, I grabbed that shit. What's it look like? It's rusty. Do you understand guns? Wisdom save, please. 19, so I know my stuff, huh? Actually, you find a repair kit, only 1, but you know how to clean it. Okay, I take it. Ah, crap, I need a backpack. Is there any store I can see that may have one? You look ahead, roll an investigation. 8. You need an accessory shop. You see it to the right of you. Kind of looks like Hot Topic. Yeah, I don't need that, kind of stuff. How about a sports shop? You see across the way a hunting shop. I run into it. Okay, so a lot of stuff is here. Also, when you leave the pawn shop, it collapses onto itself. Okay, shit. I better get going. Over for investigation, 5. But I use my luck feat and turn into a nat 20. I hate I gave you that. 1 spell long rest is fine for now, but I did make a feat to replace that. So probably in a few episodes we'll replace it and introduce it. Okay, you find a hatchet, a backpack, more gun cleaner, flint and steel, a whetstone, a long bow, but the accessory shop and the head shop collapse. Wait, why? Luck is messing with it and can have consequences, Isaac. That's fair. So what's left? The 7-Eleven. It's the mall, man. Okay, gonna go try to find some food. Roll 1 die 20. I got a 14. What happens? You get 14 rations. Can it be water and protein bars? Yeah, just gonna need to expire. Now behind you, you feel something. Roll perception. 10. I'll burn my inspo. And it's a 1. Ugh. Bay wish kept the net 20. Okay, well now you only feel it, but it tries to hit you. You get 1 reaction. Go. I do a backwards kick and dash. Listen, if you hit, I'll allow it, but you're not a monk. I'll only do this if you hit. Okay, here we go. Dirty 20. Maybe I might put some monk in me. We'll see. Okay, you keep this empty, devoidless, lifeless creature of darkness and bolt to you through the exit. Duh. Okay, in front of you is one of those creatures, but it does not see you. Yet, you have 1 round to get through, as the one you kicked will be off the floor soon. Do skill check to count? What are you trying to do? I want to throw a rock at it, then dash past it. Okay, roll stealth and survival to do all this. Stealth, 9. Survival, 8. Okay, you find a small rock. It hits it in the head. You dash by it, however. You hurt your leg, scraping against a metal fencing, taking 1 die 4. Minus 1. 1, so 0. Congrats. Luck of the Iris. Your Polish and French. Yes, but my character is. Okay, your character's Irish. You know what? We're going to make that feat. And actually, technically, I did. But we'll find out. You reach above ground, fires all around you. The sky is red as night, and every building looks distorted. You can hear webbed feet near you. With your stealth roll, I will use to see if you're spotted. The webbed thing rolls, and it gets an out one. And falls on the ground and starts speaking some guttural words you can't understand. Okay, I cast comprehend languages. Well, okay, so they're here, you, and they don't hear me. I do non-verbal casting. Very wise. So this is what he's saying. As you hear this, you hear others going, Jerry, shut up. We're supposed to be guarding the exit for survivors. You're gonna blow our stealth. And then another one speaks up. Billy, you just ruined it. Yeah, whatever. No one cares about us. Come on, let's go help Jerry. Okay, so while they're doing that, I make a run for the exit, full dash. Okay, so make me a stealth roll, Isaac. Okay, I got a 4, but can I use an action point to roll 1d6? Yes, you may. You get a 10. I'll let the DC run as such. Why are you being so nice? I want to kill your PC, duh. All right, so 2, so 6. Exactly. You trip, and they all see you. All 6 look at you. Grr, is that a human? I pull out my shotgun that is loaded. When did you load it? Once I found it and cleaned it, duh. Don't pull that shit again, got it? You bet. And I fire shell and then run. Roll it, bitch boy. That one. Okay, I'm gonna roll 1d100. 34. Your shotgun breaks. You suck at gun repair. They still look at you like, Bert, that guy tried to shoot us with a shit ass shotgun. Should we kill him? I make a full dash. I'm not waiting for them. Roll athletics 3 times. 11, 17, 6. Okay, you stub your toe for 2 damage, then you slide out of the police car and miss the pistol as you fall. Tumble with your 6, resulting in 1d4 damage. 4 damage. I'm at 1. Fuck. Lucky for you, that is where we end episode 1. But what happens? Tune in next time. And I want to thank you all for listening. This is episode 1, Rolling Dice with Myself. Now, this is, of course, a DM playing against PCs. The PCs are played by me as well as the DM. Most people would wonder why I would do this. In truth, I am at times lonely. I work from home. My son has some issues. My wife and me take care of him. And a lot of times I just want some kind of outlet. So I actually do write quite a bit. I read books. I'll put it into the list, and I also have a Patreon for this. We have a lot going on there, and soon we will have some music too by people. Just stay tuned.